The United States spent some $2.3 trillion there. Who knows what the real sum is? More than 4,000 American servicemen died in Afghanistan. And the ostensible goal, which was to topple the Taliban, which was for some bizarre reason blamed for the 9/11 terrorist attacks, that certainly has not been accomplished because the Taliban has returned to power. But the war itself, if we just stick to the Afghanistan part, should never, of course, have happened because the Taliban had pretty much offered the United States the head of Osama bin Laden. I mean, they said, just present us with some evidence that bin Laden was responsible for the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and we will hand bin Laden over to you. The Bush administration simply wasn't going to accept that, and they intended to invade without negotiating or anything at all. So that, you know, if the goal was to get bin Laden, get the people who were responsible for those attacks, then that could have been accomplished without an invasion of Afghanistan. That term, conspiracy theory, was coined by the CIA to dismiss and discount demonize anyone at all who questioned official narrative. So if you question the official story of Pearl Harbor, and there are many, many questions about Pearl Harbor where you were conspiracy theorist. If you question the official story about the Kennedy assassination, well, you were a conspiracy theorist. And then again, we get to 9/11, then you are a conspiracy theorist. And of course, once you dub something a conspiracy theory, then there's no need to discuss it any further. Then whoever is presenting it is obviously a crackpot who doesn't need to be discussed at all. And there's no question that the behavior of the United States in the aftermath of 9/11 was indeed very, very strange. I mean, the perpetrator, according to the administration, according to the official line of George W. Bush, the perpetrator was Osama bin Laden. So why exactly did the United States invade Iraq? What does bin Laden have to do with Iraq? I mean, Iraq, Saddam Hussein was a secular leader. He was a Ba'athist. He hated jihadis. He hated al-Qaeda. He had nothing to do with al-Qaeda. How did it come about that within 18 months of those attacks, the United States was invading Iraq and blaming Iraq ludicrously for responsibility for the 9/11 attacks? But, you know, if you raise any of these issues, then, you know, you were a conspiracy theorist. I don't know that the United States has lost that much credibility overall, because the places that you listed, they never really thought highly of the United States. They never really trusted the United States even before the 9/11 attacks. I mean, they saw the war in Indochina, which was a very, very brutal war, in many ways far more brutal than what the United States did to Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, it really pummeled the Vietnamese, and so, you know, many people in the non-European world were obviously very distrustful of the United States. But at the same time, you have to look at it, well, the United States now has consolidated its alliances much more strongly than it ever had before. I mean, NATO, and that means the European Union and their various allies around the world, you know, the Japans, the South Koreas, the Australias, they are more embedded within the U.S. security framework than they have ever been. The United States blew up the Nord Stream gas pipeline, the pipeline that was supposed to provide natural gas to Germany. Germany, its closest ally in Europe, the great economic power of Europe, And what was the consequence? The Germans said nothing. They sat on their hands and accepted it. If you're in that position, then you don't even get complaints when you do something so
let me just jump in here, because
then you have to say that.
Let me just jump in here, George. You made an interesting point.
Really paid a price.
Okay, you made an interesting point in dealing with Germany. So would you say then there it's a greater alliance, or is it because the U.S. is threatening them and occupying their countries to a degree that it's very difficult for them to do anything? I mean, your assessment of this, because that is important. Which is it?
Well, it's both. It's threatening, occupying, and that these countries have made themselves into dependencies of the United States. They are afraid of losing the essential, the blank check that the United States gave them, essentially that they could live off the largesse of the U.S. taxpayer, so they didn't have to spend any money on their own militaries. The Americans would do it for them. And what happens when you essentially live off somebody else's largesse? Well, you get hooked on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Europeans are today much, much more intimidated by the United States. And, you know, they wouldn't dare to go against the will of the United States in the way that previous generations of European leaders attempted to
okay.
do, whether it was Willy Brandt in the 1970s or de Gaulle in the 60s. There's no one at all on the European scene who would dare to defy the United States. And I think that we have to look at it from, you know, to get outside of these U.S.-created categories. The global war on terror was never any kind of a war on terror. Whom did the United States target? Well, all of the states, the secular states, that hated terrorism, that had no time for terrorists, that they actually waged wars against the terrorists. So who are we talking about? Well, we're talking obviously about Saddam Hussein. We're talking about Bashar al-Assad in Syria. We're talking about Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. We're, of course, talking about Iran. Well, what do these states have in common? Iran obviously is not a secular state. Well, they hated al-Qaeda. They hated ISIS. They hated the jihadists. So it's very strange that the United States says, well, we're waging this war, global war on terror, when the only power that's actually enabling terrorists, that's providing aid of military and financial to terrorists, is the United States. Because we know that the United States began funding and arming ISIS in Syria. And moved those weapons from Libya to Syria in order to topple Bashar al-Assad. So, yeah, terrorism has increased through no small measure due to the United States.
I'm Marzia Hashemi. Hope to see you right here next time. Goodbye.